Blog Talk Radio.
What is going on? Every time I hear that entrance, I keep thinking of Maximus coming down with the Roman legion towards the barbarians, the Germans, in the beginning of Gladiator. I get up and get on my horse and say, "Hold the line, stay with me." Oh man, hey, calm down. It's not just me again today. It's 40 people in the back. People, what's going on? Sidekick Cassie the Binger coming back with you live and direct from Los Angeles, the corner of Wilshire and some other street, because I can't see the sign, but we are in Beverly Hills live. And why are we in Beverly Hills live? Because today's long absence word of the street, word on the street, is dedication to a fashionista whose career is spanning the globe, as they used to say on the wild, wild world of sports. And today's spotlight on word on the street is Nana Asofu, the Ghanaian American. People give up the clap. Yes, people. I've gotten your emails, I've gotten text messages, I've seen you on the Facebook, so I'm getting these chats, and you guys keep asking, when's Word on the Street going to come back? You like my spotlight people that are worthy of recognition. The people that are worthy of recognition are people like you listening. What are you doing out there in the world that's making a difference? What is your contribution to the world today as it stands, as it will be, and as it was? What changes are you making? Send me an email, send me a text, send me a chat message, send me a bio, resume, something. I can touch you. You can be deep down in South Miami, like my friend Maury O'Kane, or is he in Jacksonville? And be like my good friend, frat brother, Iota Phi Theta Fraternity Incorporated, Mark Walker up in the north, or Natasha, good sister of mine. Or you can be like my younger brother up there in Oregon to the west side, Lukusa Raja. Or you can be my other brother, Omekonga, down there in Denver right now in the snowstorm, I'm melting it down with his words. You send the information to me, and I'll bring the information about you to the people out there. That's how we do things. So anyway, again, this is Saeed Kekese the Binger coming to you live and direct from Hollywood. This is a show about Nana coming to you live from Beverly Hills. I had to get a cab here. I couldn't take a limousine like she would do, but what can you do? People, let's get to it. How you doing out there? You can chat with me live. If you're listening to on the radio, you can chat with me, send a message, I'll read it. You want to do a shout-out, I'll talk about it. And I understand we have a guest 1872 logged in on the chat line. Guest 1872, how are you doing? How is it where you are? What part of the world are you in? And also, I'd be remiss if I didn't give a shout-out to a good friend of mine, never met but always felt, never knew but always know, a good friend of Nana's, a good friend of mine's, Kofi, out there in New York. That's right. People are like, wait a minute. Who's Kofi? Kofi's a good friend of Nana's. We're going to get to Nana in a second, but I told her I was going to give him a shout-out. Right now, if I understand, Nana's taking his two beautiful children out, Kofi's beautiful children out there on the trick-or-treat. Wait, it's Halloween today? Happy Halloween out there. I'm not going to see if I can get Thriller online or something like that, but a happy Halloween. Hopefully you're listening to this through your iPhone, your BlackBerry, your Fuse, or what have you. But again, I want to give a special shout-out to Kofi, who's up there fighting an illness right now, but you know he's definitely going to defeat it. He'll be fine. He's a little worried, I'm sure, a little concerned, but as long as people are in he's in people's prayers and we're thinking about him, and he's who Nana has described he is, and he has a vision who's giving him the strength of perseverance and survival, he will do fine. So let's get to the groove here. People are asking, because there's about 40 people in the room today in the studio, not our usual 20. but 40, because we have a couple other shows going on, and we actually have some guests lining up for the rest of this month, which is actually ending today, the rest of November. So let's get with it here. I'm just so tempted to play that intro. It's just, I just want to get up and get a sword and start running down and swinging it, but I'll probably get arrested and deported. Anyway, people, today's word on the street is about Nana Dankwa Osofu. Nigerian American attorney and image consultant Nana Dankwa is the artistic director of Evolve Style, an emerging fashion styling firm trained at the renowned Fashion Institute of Technology, FIT, to those in the know. And those that aren't in the know, now you know. She has inspired the transformation of individuals with her unique vision of style. After working in corporate America, whose theme song should be Sweet Low, Sweet Chariot, We Need to Be Free. After working in corporate America, Nana Dankwa had an epiphany. Image is everything. With the launch of EvolveStyle.com, again, people, that's EvolveStyle.com. That's EvolveStyle.com. Her fashion forum features the best of the, quote, global chic, end quote, movement, reporting the trends of international fashion, styling, etiquette, speech, and branding. People, that's Nana. Now, I'd be remiss if I didn't tell you how I met the woman, the young lady, because I know she's young. You know, she's probably like 21, I don't know, you know. She's from back home, so she ages gracefully. But, you know, I'm going to hold that story. I'm going to come back to it on next break. So let's get back to the groove here. Now we're talking about Evolve Style. Again, the movement reporting the trends of international fashion, styling, etiquette, speech, and branding. Understanding that style is a convergence of fashion, diction, etiquette, and poise, she envisions authentic style directives for clientele through a comprehensive refinement of elements, including color, proportion, pattern, posture, and what she terms as, quote, timepieces, end quote, the required unforgettable piece to any assemble. Let me tell you about an assemble. When we did our Congolese memorial a few weeks ago back in New York during the UN General Assembly, Nana, before I got to New York, was in Ghana. You know, they're celebrating, I believe, the 100th anniversary of the birth of Kwame Nkrumah, a short film, by the way, we just put into development. Can't wait to do it. Can't wait. Looking forward to it. It was a nice memorial. Then again, how memorial was nice. It was a great event. You know, good people came to support. And it actually just came to an end when I'm walking down from the podium of the church, and I look up, and Nana comes in the door. And she had just landed from Ghana in New York. I don't mean like the day earlier, the morning of. She had just landed and came there straight from the airport, stunned. But then on top of that, you want to talk about an ensemble. I have this dark blue outfit made by Nakia Hartley of J. Air Designs out here in L.A. Beautiful outfit, beautiful royal blue. Now I came with the same color. But she worked this trench coat over this blue sash that went from the left shoulder down to the right side of the waist. She had a pattern underneath that was an off silver with other colors on it. And she had this dark blue, royal blue outfit pants that she walked in as though she was just coming from Fashion Week Milan, Fashion Week Accra, Fashion Week Joburg, Fashion Week Kinshasa, Fashion Week Jerusalem. She came in, I was stunned. Even when all I saw was the outfit and that dollar radiant smile that she had. You want to talk about ensemble. Thank God I got a picture with her because she came working in there like it was no one's business. And like some people tend to forget, but she does not forget. You are your brand. Wherever you go, you are the company. Wherever you are, people are seeing how you are with your business. You're about fashion, but you're wearing low-rider jeans and a shirtless T-shirt, and you have a bandana wrapped around your head like you're about to go make some pancakes. That's not fashion, but it might be fashion in some neighborhoods. But when you're part of the global chic, as Nana likes to say, the international clientele, as Nana is, then you have to roll as though you can land in any place in the world, Moscow, Bangladesh, Bucharest, Rio de Janeiro, Bahia, Miami, Idaho, Omaha. Wait, is that Idaho? Yes, there is. You have to be able to show I'm about fashion, and you know I'm about fashion, even though I didn't open my mouth because I just walked in, and you know that I know you know that it's about the global chic. So here we are. People, Nana Dankwa Osofu, and a special shout out to her good friend Kofi, whose two young children she is now taking on trick or treating back there in New York City. We will continue after this break, but I'd be remiss to say that you know, international means house, and we talk about house, we're talking about house music. So how do you want to get down? How do you want to do this? I think we're going to give this a shout out. People, we're coming back after the break.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Where you at?
I've been watching you, boy.
Watch
where you move it to is nothing to me. That sexy body of yours, baby. I dream about it every day of the week. Yeah, yeah. Ain't the first time I've seen you. I've been wanting you for quite some time. But tonight, ooh, is the night that I'm gonna make you mine, baby.
Some baby powder, because this is some house music and this is not fair. People behind me are dancing, throwing baby powder on the ground, doing some house moves and stuff like that, and here I am on a switchboard. But you know what? Ha, y'all keep dancing, I'm gonna keep talking about Nana. You love dancing. Wait, y'all so long back there, you lucky I got a hurt knee. I come out there and show what's going on. Let's get back to the groove of Nana Dankwa. It's passionate about making a cultivated image accessible to all, to the people, to the masses, to the world, launching her website, evolvestyle.com. People, that's E, V as in Victor, O, L, V as in Victor, E-S-T-Y-L-E.com. Nana Dankwa has opened up the world of possibilities for image consulting and styling. Beyond its political commentary on fashion, decorum, and what's hot in the streets, runways, and markets of Africa, Asia, Latin America, and the West, through evolvestyle.com, Nana Dankwa offers virtual consulting options, including video conferencing and snapshot review. Individuals submit pictures for personalized style advice. People, let me break it down as it has to be broken down so you understand how we're getting down. You could be in your house. She could be in her mansion or her house or both, wherever she may be. You could have your webcam camera, what have you. She can have her monitor, the 46-inch plasma. Okay, well, I don't know how big it is, but I know that's how big it was in my house. And anyways, you could talk to her, hold up your image of what you want, and then she can help you style. You could be over there in Angola, Luanda, in Paris, and she could be in L.A., Scottsdale, Arizona, Chicago, and she can still help you get your personalized style together. Give you the knowledge of how you should flow where you go. Give you the knowledge of how things should be when you step out the door to be seen, as Cecile would once said, the DJ out of Jamaica. People, backs up what she says. Go check out her website. evolvestyle.com. Again, one more time, E-V-O-L-V-E, style, S-T-Y-L-E.com. Check her out. Give her a shout out. Serious. I'm not saying this just because, you know, she's drop dead gorgeous, if that's just her smile. You didn't get to the picture. I'm talking about ever since I met her. Stylish. And I believe, how did we meet? We met at a conference Nollywood Foundation had in L.A. about 2 years back. Check them out, nollywoodfoundation.org, N-O-L-L-Y-W-O-O-D, foundation.org. Check them out. we had met there, and I was actually, she was actually sitting right next to me. And I was just off the cuff, so, you know, how are you? What's going on? How's everything going during the conference? And she thought, you know, had a conversation. Turned out she was an attorney also, great lawyer. She's a stylist for film and things like that, and she was just looking for a connection on the West Coast. So we started talking about our film, Once Upon a Time in Haiti. It's about the last battle of Thiès, in reference to the revolution that took place in then Santo Domingo before it became Haiti. We just stayed in touch from there. And she just evolved, no pun intended, her persona, her brand, her company, and has been taken. Every time I talk to her, she's somewhere instead of just New York. She's always somewhere. In fact, the last I saw when I was in New York was her getting into a cab going somewhere else, doing the business. People, that's Nana Dankwa. For individuals are seeking to launch careers, for brides dreaming of walking down the wedding aisle, her trained eye for color, fabrics, eloquence, and presentation is incomparable. I'm going to tell you something about passion. Because when I was out here in L.A. about a week and a half ago, and I gave her a call. Yes, she called me, actually. She was in a cab, and she sounded like very fine. I'm like, what's going on? She goes, I'm off to a wedding in which the bride is wearing a dress that I picked. And she said, she felt like she was getting married. She felt like it was her wedding. And you could hear it in her voice now, because the exact words were, quote, that dress represents me. End quote, because you want folks saying, good God, who picked that outfit? Oh, Lord, she must just came out of the village with malaria or something like that. No. Nah, you can hear it in her voice. She goes, I'm on to this wedding, and I have to make sure everything's right, everything flows, everything's supposed to be. And then we talked later on. She said it was a great, gorgeous. The bride looked gorgeous and beautiful. The couple looked tight, looked beautiful, everything's smooth. She's about the business. She takes it serious. She takes it the way it's supposed to be, how it's supposed to be, and the way it needs to be. That's how Nana does her things. You know, I'm really honored to have her aboard our project. Hammer Down, the classifier product that no one knows about. That'll be directed by Howard Simpson. That's going to be nice groovy. Shoot the first fifth. She's going to be the solo stylist on there. You know, looking forward to that. And on top of the Nkrumah project, you know, she's going to be on board as a stylist, and she's a historian. So that's definitely going to help, being that she's from Ghana and Nkrumah, or national figure. And she'll know the nuances, the lay of the land, the way of the land, of where I should look and give information. Because it was Nana who sparked my interest in doing the Nkrumah project in the first place. That's another conversation. Maybe we'll do it today when we can get the time in. It's time for another break. Now, what do I want to give you guys? You know, Nana, she likes that, you know, she talked about Kofi in a, she, you know, I think she said Kofi likes a little ambient music. So let's give a little ambient music to slow it down. Just oh, not yet? Wait, you saw, oh, Nana's Facebook, she's a Michael Jackson fan. What? Let me see that screen for a second. For the person whose music has been a pinpoint in people's lives. Oh, I didn't know she was a Michael Jackson fan. Well, let's give it out to this. Let's do it this way. Nana's always, you know, always starting trouble. And not in a bad way. But when she walks in, there's always some reaction to how she just carries herself, you know, how she just walks in as though, you know that she knows her style. But Nana, that I have to say, is that she's very humble. Always humble. Understands not about her, it's about you. It's about the client. It's about the image. What do you want? What do you want to do? How do you want to proceed? How do you want to present yourself? How you go? So, I know she's a Michael, you know, hey, she always wants to be starting something. So, Michael. hungry. Sure? Yeah, the baby's hungry. So we're going to get the baby to eat. Some curry goat and some... Nah, we got to take care of the baby. But someone got to feed the baby. Who's going to feed the baby? What do you think, Michael? Yeah, people are like, what baby? Hey, that was for you, Nana. We got some Michael for you. You know, we've been playing a little while, but we didn't realize you're a fan. You know, his death has hit everybody, and, you know, it is out right now. It's really breaking box office records, you know, wherever it's playing, selling out. You know, Michael Jackson's a documentary on the choreography and putting together with the This Is It tour. So, you know, may I see it? I don't know. I'll check it out. But right now, it's not about Michael Jackson. Right now, it's about Nana. So let's get back to the groove here. My goodness, fabrics, eloquence, presentation is incomparable. Nana Dankwa has had the privilege of assisting the production of fashion shows, including, good Lord, she's not playing around. Assisting the production of fashion shows, Oscar De La Renta, Bagley, Michigan, and Barge, as well for emerging international designers like George Chakris and Christian Cota, that's COTA. Let me float that again. That's not just a who's who, that's a who's of what. Check it out. She's helped in the production of fashion shows, including Oscar De La Renta, Bagley Mishka Bride, and that's M-I-S-C-H-K-A Bride, and Barge as well for emerging international designers like George Chakris, C-H-A-K-R-A-S, and Kota, C-O-T-A. In this past season's Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week, Nana Dankwa helped produce fashion shows for designers such as Derek Lamb, Ty, is it T-H-U-Y? That's how it's spelled, T-H-U-Y. And Custo Barcelona. I know of Custo Barcelona. That's a smooth name, Custo Barcelona. From conducting select shopping sessions to color clinics, she has styled television commentaries. She also consults with emerging musicians and managers for creating a, quote, look, end quote, that embraces and vibrancy of global chic. Nana Dankwa also designs tailored dress codes and implements best practices for appropriate attire on behalf of her corporate clientele. People, what more to say about her? What more to say about her? I'll tell you what's more to say about her. I'll tell you right now, after this little break, because we have to give a shout-out to Kofi. Kofi likes his ambient music. So let's see if I can give him, let's slow it down a little bit for Kofi. I know he's relaxing right now. So, you know, I wanted to play some other stuff. I just couldn't get it loaded in time. And, you know, there's technical issues and health issues because I had a vicious flu. But there's no way I was going to cancel on you guys today, which reminds me. I didn't give you the call. 646-595-2892. 646-595-2892. Give me a call. Talk to me. Give me a shout-out. I'll give her a shout-out. We'll talk about what's going on. People, we got 18 minutes left. So let me give this. Let me slow it down a little ambient for Kofi out there in New York. Hope he's doing well. If he's listening, brother, everything will flow the way it needs to flow. You just keep doing what you're doing. We got you in our prayers. You keep your prayers flowing, and everything will be fine. Think of Mark 24. Know that all your prayers will be answered, that the roars are coming. All right, brother? So let's slow it down a little bit, all right? Let's give a little ambient for Kofi. You want to slow it down, give it a little Eden, you know. Again, this is Nana's friend, so it's a word on the street about Nana. Kofi's a good friend of Nana. So we're going to give Kofi a shout-out during her block. That's all I was going to do that. She was more than accommodating. She said, give love to my good friend. Here we go. Tap to me. Back, people. That's a little ambient there, a little Hooverphonic, some Eden for Kofi as he reclines back in the luxury suite at the hospital where he's battling an illness and he's winning. I want to give you guys a shout out. We have a good guy just tuned in. His name is Maury O'Kane. Ya rat. What's going on, man? I gave you a shout out, Maury, at the beginning of the show. So go back in the beginning when I did my roll call of people who I was giving the love to. I talked about you. So, hey. I hope you're doing well. I see you, brother. Yeah, I'm doing well. I trust you are. I'm doing well, brother. Fighting this flu, just doing what I do. But, brother, I can't believe I saw you on my Facebook. been a long time. But listen, I got to continue on, so I hope you're tuning in, brother. I'm going to give a shout-out to Morio Kane again. I talked about him earlier on. I believe he's in Jacksonville, so all the crew down there, hope he's doing well. So I'm going to give a shout-out to Jacksonville, since this is the end of Latino heritage or Hispanic Heritage Month. I'm going to do a little something for the Latinos down there in Florida. We'll do it on behalf of Morio Kane. So let's get back to the groove here about Nana. We have a few minutes left here. How much time we have left, Mike? I mean, I can't see. The clock's behind me, brother. Oh, we got 13 minutes? Oh, we can get some good stuff in here. My goodness. I'm not going to sing, which I know a lot of people are hoping because I can't sing. Back to Nana. People, we were talking about Nana. Let me give it back to you again. She worked with Custo Barcelona. From conducting select shopping sessions to color clinics, Evolve Styles, Nana Dancois has styled television commentaries. She also consults with emerging musicians and managers for creating the cloak that embraces the richness and vibrancy of global chic. People, the richness and vibrancy of global chic. Nana Dancois also designs tailored dress codes and implements best practices for appropriate attire on behalf of her corporate clientele. Street clientele, creative clientele, entrepreneurial clientele, corporate clientele. All clientele is clientele. That's how her style is. That's how she flows. People, I've seen this with my own eyes. I'll give you an example at the Nollywood Foundation conference that took place 2 years ago. Me and Nana was conversing during one of the presentations. At the end of the presentation, not during the presentation. I don't want people to say we were rude or anything like that. So we had a conversation. Everything was flowing as we conversed. And then later at reception, thank you, Maury. I appreciate it, brother. Later on at the reception, as I stand in front of the elevator door opens, obviously, because I said I'm standing in front of the elevator. And this lady walks out, had this sash going from left to right. Well, that's a pattern with her. She likes those sashes going from left to right, and they always flow. Came off the elevator in this, I'm kind of colorblind with certain colors, but I think it was a off silver or something like that. And I stood there saying, good God. I was thinking about that song by Tavares, Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel. This lady walked right up to me, started talking. I had no clue it was not. I had just talked to her. Y'all remember I told you all this? I had just talked to her. Not but an hour and a half early. And she came up, she's African. Besides that, she's a woman, she's African. She's like, you don't know anybody? So I'm saying this story now because I know sooner or later she's going to bring up this story somewhere at a meeting on a microphone. I'm going to have my head down in shame and try to sneak out the back. But hey, that's how things go. That's how things roll. She has a style that's so unique that she can change her own style and you wouldn't even recognize it. And mind you, I had just talked to her about an hour and a half earlier. But, you know, Nana's just, you know, she's worth the accolades. But the thing about her, like a lot of people we talk about, Ome Congo, my younger brother, Noel over there at the Maleki Foundation, I believe laying down the capstone over there in Katanga, is that she's humble. Nana's very humble. A lot of people are very humble. You know, I talk about Claudia Jordan down the road and some other people. They're all humble, regardless of their fame and things like that, regardless of their ascension in their career and as they evolve, no pun intended, as they evolve, God has designed them to be. They all remain humble. When people aren't humble as they succeed in life, you know, life has a way of humbling them for them. You know what I mean? So let's get back to the flow here. Nana Dancois proves that styling and image consulting is no longer exclusive to the site. The wealthy or celebrities with EvolveStyle.com, now professionals, artists, fashionistas, virtually any individual worldwide can trend luxury of an image maker. All right. People, it's time for another shout-out. But Maury wants to give him a shout-out. He's at a friend's house right now on the old-school computer, probably using Mac, right, and Windows 89 with some weak speakers, so he can barely hear me. But he says, hey, he's down in Florida. He's like, say, go Gators. Let's see. Next broadcast, Maury, is going to be tomorrow, man, at 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. my time. Is it 6 p.m. my time? Yeah, the Saeed Dabengue Symposium, Maury. So do your thing. Check me out. You can download it anytime, brother. You can download this show anytime. It's on demand. So, hey, you can, when you need it, forward to when you want to, and pass it on as you like to. So, people, we have 9 minutes left. What are we going to do? And there's still more about Nana I haven't even gotten into. But I said I'm going to do a shout-out from a man down there. Hey, Maury, I'm going to give you the shout-out. I'm going to send it from Kofi. It's going to come from Nana. It's the last time, the last day of what is it? Latino Heritage Month. And you know I just love this cut. So I have to give it up for the lovers out there. Here we go.
Como un lamento, como un quejido que el viento se lleva por donde quiera. Te quiero, qué pena verte perdido, como quien pierde una estrella que se le va al infinito. Después de quererte tanto, ay, después de quererla tanto, Diosito dame consuelo para sacarme de adentro esto que me está matando allá, allá.
So much of Congolese rumba, and you know I got some Congolese music coming at the next show on the Word on the Street, and we do Omic Congo, and we're gonna do some stuff again now. That was Alejandra Fernandez. Name of that song is Como Quien Pierde Una Estrella. You gotta put the accent on it right. You don't just read out there and stuff like that. Hey people, we're down to 4 minutes left on about Nana. Let me give a few more words, give a little quick shout out, and then we out of here. You know my man Maury O'Kane, all the listeners down there in Florida at his friend's house. His name is Kelvin Hicks. Just came out of the hospital. He suffered a serious stroke. This is Maury O'Kane's friend, Kelvin Hicks, down there in Florida. Maury being a good friend, I know him for years. Reconnected on Facebook. She's proud that I knew him, remembered him. But Maury's down with a good friend of his, Kelvin Hicks. Just came out of the hospital. He suffered a serious stroke. But the fact that he has the blessing of God and good friends to be blessed with, like Maury, he'll be fine over there in New York. Blessed to have good friends like Nana. And it's at these times when your health is down or your health is struggling or your health is being attacked or your life is being attacked and things aren't going well. That's when you find out who your real friends are. Not the ones that want to be around because you're cute. Not the ones around you because they need a place to stay. Not the ones that are around you because they need some money or need a reference. These are the ones, they don't care. All they care about is you, just you, and only you. Those are your real friends, people. All right? It's just, people, you know, you have to remember, you know, who your friends are and remember the blessing you are. So things may be tough for you, Kofi. Calvin, things may be tough for you also. But, you know, Calvin, you got a good friend like Maury around you. You know, I understand your caretaker couldn't arrive today, so Maury came in to fill that role. You know, I'm sure no questions asked. If it was me, Maury probably asked me for $20, but anyways. But, you know, hey, Calvin, you know, you have good friends like Maury. Kofi, you have good friends like Nat. You know, things will flow. Your friends are. Let's wrap this up here in the remaining half. People, Nana Dankwa, provides image consulting. Wow. Proves. She's amazing. Prove that styling and image consulting is no longer exclusive for the elite, the wealthy, or celebrities. Style.com, non-professionals, artists, fashionistas, virtually any individual worldwide can transform with the luxury of an image makeover. Don't worry, those sirens, they're not coming for me. I have my passport just in case it's immigration. So anyways, fashion world, Nana Dankwa earned her Juris from Georgetown University Law with concentration in international women's human rights. Through her expertise, Nana Dankwa is intent on empowering disenfranchised men and women by enhancing self-image, economic independence, and entrepreneurship through promoting national welfare to work programs, including the award-winning HOPE, Having an Opportunity to Prepare for Employment program. For more information, take a visual voyage and visit evolvestyle.com or contact Nana Dankwa at 646-290-5733. Nana Dankwa, 646-290-5733. People, that is our groove for today. That is our show for today. I'm glad you got a chance to tune in. Nana, do what you do. People, check her out. Let her do what she does with you. Kofi, everything will flow. Kelvin, everything will flow. Today's Word on the Street was about Nana Dankwa Kofu from EvolveStyle.com. Now, I understand. Yes, I know. She's a Michael fan, so we have to let her out. She's real smooth, but sometimes there's always rumors going around. But you know what? If you have to be smooth and it has to be criminal, at least look good doing it. So, folks, let's give us a shout-out to the fashionista Nana Dankwa of Sofu. We're on the street, evolvestyle.com. Sidekick Kesa Dabinga, live and direct from Beverly Hills, California. We are gone. Michael, show how smooth it is to be a criminal.